Hey there, I'm Daphna Chazen, and this is the Down to Earth PCOS Nutrition Podcast. On the show, we talk about managing PCOS using proven strategies, ditching diets for good, and balancing hormones naturally. Let's get to it.
Ever heard that keto could be a game changer for your PCOS symptoms? Well, sorry, not sorry, but I'm about to burst the keto bubble today because we're talking about three reasons I would never ever recommend keto for anyone, let alone women with PCOS. And I've got some solid reasons to back up why I hate keto with a passion. Let's get to it. Okay, so the ketogenic diet, or keto for short, has become really popular in recent years. I'm sure you've come across it. And the idea behind it is that it promises to help you lose weight quickly and improve metabolism, because when you're following keto, you're eating very few carbohydrates in your day and a lot of fat and some protein. Now, keto is meant to force your body into burning fat for energy as opposed to carbohydrates, which is the preferred source of our body. So it can lead to lower weight, improvements in insulin resistance, and other parameters. So in theory, we can see why doctors often recommend keto for PCOS. But in reality, here's why I, as a PCOS dietitian with over a decade of experience, think keto isn't such a great idea after all. Reason number one is that keto is highly unsustainable. So let's talk about this. While keto can produce weight loss for some women with PCOS, and initially it can feel good, you can see some lower cravings, more energy, maintaining this ultra low carb lifestyle in the long term can be a big ask, especially if you're a carb lover like me and you don't want to feel deprived of your favorite foods, things like pasta, bread, cakes, fruit, rice, other things that are starchy and carby, and we all love them. And we want to be able to eat them. I cannot really imagine going about my day without eating these staples that I eat every single day, because I just know I'd be feeling hungry, I'd be feeling sluggish and irritable and deprived. And I've been there before, and I just don't want to feel like that ever again. And you could probably relate. So cutting out entire food groups is just so restrictive and downright unsustainable in the long run. And let's be real, PCOS is a lifelong condition. So it's important to ask yourself, can you really see yourself not eating cake, bagels, fries, pumpkin pie at birthdays, vacations, holidays, and social gatherings? Like, how realistic is it going to be for you to keep up this way of eating in 3, 5, or 20 years from now? Because PCOS is going to be with you for the rest of your life. So wouldn't you rather follow a plan that you can stick with easily long term and also be super effective in managing your PCOS no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing? It is possible. So even though keto works for some people, there are definitely other ways to manage PCOS that are much more sustainable and easy to stick to, which is exactly what I teach you inside my program, Reset Your PCOS, by the way. So be sure to check it out in the description below. Now, on to reason number two why I don't love keto for PCOS, and that is that it can cause nutrient deficiencies and even disrupt your gut health. So this may come as a surprise to you, because all we hear about are the great benefits of keto and how much it's helped people lose weight and how wonderful it is. But for me as a dietitian, I can really see the downsides of it and the risks with this diet, especially again for PCOS. There are specific things that you're going to want to pay attention to when you have PCOS, which makes keto not an appropriate, not a good solution for PCOS problems, because again, it doesn't address hormones and it can cause nutrition deficiencies that can further disrupt hormonal balance. The reason it happens is that because keto focuses on fats and proteins, you could be missing out on nutrients that are crucial for supporting your hormones and gut health. So things like fiber are top of the list, folate, B vitamins, potassium, as well as other vitamins and minerals that are essential for the proper functioning of hormones in your body. Also, when you're severely restricting carbohydrates, as people do with keto, it can raise the levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone in your body, and cause thyroid issues and a lot of different inflammation-related issues as a result. And as a result of all of this, the stress hormones, the lack of fiber, the lack of vitamins and minerals, following keto can further disrupt your hormones, worsen inflammation, which is one of the main root causes of PCOS, in things like acne, insomnia, IBS, skin issues, joint pain, fatigue, and weight gain can get a lot worse. Not to mention, some studies have shown that prolonged ketosis, which is a metabolic state that your body goes into when you're on keto, can lead to disruptions in ovulation, menstrual cycles, and even worsen symptoms like hair loss, which of course is adding insult to injury. And speaking of making things worse, let's talk about what I think is the biggest downside of keto for PCOS, and that is the way it impacts your relationship with food. Women with PCOS are already struggling with so much: weight gain, insulin resistance, inflammation, insomnia, self-confidence and body image issues. And all of these things are making women with PCOS so much more prone to disordered eating, as well as mood shifts, anxiety, and depression. And studies confirm that women with PCOS are 3 times more likely to develop an eating disorder compared to women without PCOS. That is a big difference in a high risk level. Now, when you throw a super rigid diet like keto into the mix, it's seriously like adding fuel to fire. So for many women following such a strict eating plan, it can lead to feelings of guilt, shame, and even an obsession with food when you can't stick with it, which is perfectly normal and human. Most people cannot keep up with keto. It's not you, it's not your fault, and there's nothing to feel guilty about. This is one of the biggest reasons I don't like keto for PCOS, because it just feeds into the toxic cycle of eating disorders, dieting, guilt and shame, and then you keep repeating and you get stuck in this very vicious cycle. And just so you know, it's not just my opinion that keto can take a toll on your mental health. Research has linked restrictive dieting patterns like keto to increased rates of anxiety, depression, and poor body image. Again, these are challenges that women with PCOS are already battling as it is. So before hopping on this very trendy bandwagon of the keto diet, I really want you to ask yourself, is it really worth jeopardizing your mental health and worsening your relationship with food for the sake of a diet that will likely not produce the results that you're hoping for or be sustainable long term? My personal opinion is no, it's not worth it. I think the smart thing to do is prioritize mental health above everything else and find a way of eating that feels good both mentally and physically, because you deserve nothing less. All right, so there you have it. 3 compelling reasons why keto might not be the best idea for managing PCOS, from being completely unsustainable to disrupting hormones and gut health and further increasing the risk of disordered eating. I would say it's hard to ignore the drawbacks of the keto diet, which is why you would never hear me recommend it for PCOS or for anyone else for that matter. And if you're wondering then how to manage PCOS and keep both your insulin resistance, blood sugar, and inflammation under control, be sure to check out my episode on the 5 highly effective ways to manage insulin resistance that have nothing to do with cutting out carbs. And don't forget, subscribe to my channel, leave a comment below if you've liked this episode or have a question, and I'll see you here next time. Bye.